Something very sad, very tragic has happened. And I now go to my colleague, head of sport, Liam Hearn in Paris. Liam, this news is going to shock people. I won't ask you how you are. It's just numbing, isn't it?
Declan, we've here in Paris received some of the most horrific news that unfortunately we've ever had to break here on Limerick Live 95 FM. Unfortunately, we can confirm that within the past hour or so, Munster Rugby and the IRFU have confirmed the death of Munster head coach Anthony Foley. Details, as you can probably gather, are very scarce at this moment in time. I think there's a numbed, shocked silence outside the Stade Yves de Monour this afternoon.
On FM, online, and on your smartphone, this is Live 95 FM News.
It's 1 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm Sarah O'Dwyer. Munster Rugby head coach Anthony Foley has passed away in his hotel in Paris. Reports that the 42-year-old had died were confirmed by the IRFU and Munster Rugby just before 2 p.m. Munster's Champions Cup match away to Racing 92 is going to be postponed following the news, and more will follow throughout the evening. On the phone live now, we have Len Dineen from Live 95 FM. Len, what is the feeling like there in France at the moment?
We're all devastated here. I'm talking to you from the ground. It's an empty ground. The match has been postponed. But I knew Anthony Foley very well, and the family as well. His father, Brendan, in fact, was here just a half an hour ago. He just had heard the news. And devastating is the word for us. He was head coach of Munster and very dedicated, professional rugby man. He was a stalwart on the Munster team. For many years, he was captain of the Munster team, the first Munster team to win the Heineken Cup in 2006. And he played for Ireland, of course, many, many years, and for Munster as well. Munster was very close to his heart, and he will be very sadly missed. And the players themselves are in total shock, as we all are here in Paris.
All right, Len, we'll leave it there. So we'll have more updates from Paris throughout the afternoon.
We can hear from Killian Keane, who played, of course, with Anthony for Munster.
That'll be hard to take in and to process it. He was such an amazing player. He was a fantastic friend, and he was just one of the good guys on and off the field. I just can't believe that he's gone. People always said he was always in the right place and at the right time on a rugby field, and he was, but not alone that, but he always did the right thing when he got there, and he was a great friend, and it's just incredibly sad news for everybody associated with rugby, Munster Rugby, Shannon, but most of all his family and his wife Olive and his two sons, and I think it'll take everybody a long time to get over this.
Adam, this is just surreal.
Absolutely. I mean, we were sitting outside here, outside the stadium, since about 2 o'clock, and we'd heard an initial rumour and couldn't find anything out, but totally, totally shocked everybody. Even the atmosphere around, it's just, once we heard it, it's just, everyone's numb. Just can't comprehend it whatsoever.
Munster fans paid a lovely tribute there, singing the fields of Athenry and there is an isle in memory of the great Axel.
Well, it's a well-deserved of great men, you know, as a Munster, long life Munster supporter here. I go to all the Munster matches as much as possible, and Axel has given us more than we ever needed, you know, and it's just unbelievable. We could only just do the small gesture towards him.
It's quite incredible, really. You come to watch a game of rugby in beautiful sunshine, get yourself all pumped up, and then to have this sudden realisation is just cruel.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just, we're all just lost for words, basically. You know, it's just so shocking.
And stay tuned to Live 95 FM throughout the evening for updates from Paris.
We can cross over live to Paris and join our sports editor, Liam Ahern. Liam, there.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Welcome back here to Paris, where I'm joined by Liam Toland, who would have played with and against Anthony Foley in years of old. Liam, this is an incredibly, incredibly sad day.
Yeah, and I have to, like, I'm shocked, and certainly the rugby fraternity here in Paris is absolutely devastated and shocked. And no sooner did I begin to, in some shape or form, process the news, I immediately thought of the Foley family, because, like, the first time I would have played against Anthony was, I was playing number 8 for St. Clements and he was playing number 8 for St. Munchen's. It was 1988-89 maybe, and we've been as thick as thieves ever since, really. But on reflection, I wasn't necessarily playing against Anthony Foley. I was playing against this dynasty of the Foley dynasty.
The clan.
That was just so Shannon, so St. Munchen, so Limerick, Killaloe, the Midwest, etc.
Anthony Foley's final journey home began on a private charter Ryanair flight dubbed Ryanair 8 in honour of the Munster giant. On board were his family and former teammates Paul O'Connell and Mick Galway. The route from Shannon Airport to the outskirts of Limerick City was punctuated with people who simply wanted to pay their respects. But it was on the approach to Thomond Park where a spine-tingling rendition of the Shannon anthem There Is an Isle was sung by hundreds who had over 20 years of memories from Foley's glittering career. The cortege then came to a standstill for a verse of Roll On Shannon Forwards before moving off towards St. Munchen's College, where more people had gathered. Anthony Foley's remains will repose at St. Flannan's Church, Killaloe, today from 1 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. sharp, and those wishing to pay their respects are asked to attend early. His Requiem Mass will take place tomorrow at 12 noon, and burial will follow afterwards in Relig Lua, Killaloe.
Many fans made the trip out to Thomond Park yesterday to pay their respects to Anthony Foley. They laid flowers, they laid cards, they laid flags and jerseys. Two of those long-term Munster fans, Maria and Bridget, were there. They spoke to Live 95 FM's Alan Morrissey about their memories of Anthony Foley.
Looking forward to a match a few hours ago.
Yeah.
When you're coming out here, so many good memories. And it's sad to come out now, but that's where you want to be.
Maria, clearly a big Munster fan, and this man, I'm sure, would have been involved in a lot of your favourite memories and of Munster in the good days.
Yeah, Bridget and I used to go to all the matches together, and all the times we'd cheer and sing There Is an Isle, and he'd be the one that you'd be thinking of for that song especially, and, you know, such happy memories. The games we couldn't go to, we'd get together and watch him and cheer from there, and be just as hoarse as I am now.
I can well imagine. And Bridget, like, he seemed the ideal man to be the coach of Munster. I mean, aside from the fact that it would have been, I'd say, his dream job and his lifelong ambition, but he was a kind of a leader of men. He just had that aura about him.
He was fantastic. We're coming here since the AIL was at its peak, when he used to be playing great matches against Raj for Cork Conn here in Thomond Park, and supported him all down through the years. So very sad today. Huge loss for Munster. For Limerick, you know.
It's a mark of how well respected he was. That, I mean, I'm hearing comments and tributes from big figures from the past in rugby around the world and things like that. You know, big names, Thierry Dusatoir, Eddie O'Sullivan, and Brian Moore as well. You know,
everybody. Twitter is just alive, and, you know, I suppose we were looking at that and we were just saying, where else would you be except to come out here? And, you know, it's just Sky Sports, everybody is talking about it, and that just goes, it's a testament to the man, as you were saying. You know, he was a legend in rugby, and it's hard to say was, because he is, I suppose.
Your Lendonino, I thought, paid him a wonderful tribute on radio yesterday, because Len was so honest about Anthony. He said, you know, he could be abrasive at times, and by God, could he be. But, you know, that's what made him. Mm. That's what made Foley. I mean, Foley was was abrasive. He was tough. He was. He didn't suffer fools gladly. He didn't take prisoners, you know. All those things made him great. But I can never, and this is also, I think, part of Foley, I can never remember him doing a dirty deed on a rugby pitch. I can never, you know, I remember there was a chairman of the Cork GAA in the 1950s when I was a kid, and somebody hit a fella with a hurley, and the chairman of the Cork GAA said, and he didn't even use the manly fist. Now, Foley was a bit like that. Like, Foley looked you in the eye, he stood in front of you and went toe-to-toe with you. He didn't go behind your back, and that's the kind of person he was. He was just honest. And I mean, people who know Brendan Foley, and tons of people listening to a Limerick radio station, will know Brendan Foley. Like, there were better second rows played for Ireland than Brendan Foley, but there were not many were more honest than Brendan Foley. So honesty is kind of part of the Foley DNA, you know.
Anthony, there's the cup.
Beautiful, isn't
she? She's lovely. And I know it's going to be hard now for you to say this, but what were your thoughts?
I think, hold it now a second. Sorry about this. It's obviously important. You know, the first thought that crossed my mind when I lifted it over my head was how bloody heavy it was. You know, I think it's great. I can't understate, you know, we play professional sport and whatever, you know, but the support we get, you know, you can't buy it. You can't buy what we have. And to bring back some silverware here to the people, you know, to the people of Munster, it's brilliant, and that's what it's all about, sport. It must be Eddie O'Sullivan.
To me, coming from a Bath team where we were mainly West Country lads who believed in the essence of togetherness and locality. It's one of the reasons I love Munster. You know, I'm not pretend it was the style they played. I admired it, but I didn't love it. But what I loved about Munster was the heart and the solidarity that came there.
Sky Sports' Stuart Barnes there chatting to Live 95 FM's Liam Ahern in the immediate aftermath of the news of Anthony Foley's death.
Everyone was just grief-stricken and paralysed by what we heard. You know, there was no, absolutely, you know, no, I don't know whether you'd say peace or calm or what, you know. We were stricken. On a personal level, I would have said I would have loved Anthony to have seen the regard that the people of not just Munster, Limerick, Cork, the country, abroad, the rugby world, the regard that he was held in, and how much people valued the memories and his contribution to the world of rugby, the world of sport, the joy he brought, the pride he brought to our city, the pride he brought to our province. You know, I don't know, will we ever see the likes of it again? You know, he was from the old school of rugby, from the amateur era, and he just, you know, soldiered on and brought us home the cup. You know, when every soul in Munster was yearning for that cup, he brought it home. Most of my memories would have been of him on the pitch, you know, just watching him play. And they have been immense, and they'll be treasured always. You know, I really can't see the likes of him coming along again.
And that was Gerry Flannery's mother, Jane, finishing those tributes that were being paid to Anthony Foley, as told to Live 95 FM's Aoife McLaughlin in Killaloe yesterday at the Reposal.
Yeah, the classic line that we always got was, you'd be interviewing a player and Lim would tell you this, and you'd hear a shout from the background of, tell them nothing. That's what Anthony Foley would shout at the player during the press conference. Basically, don't give anything away. That was on a weekly basis, but like I've been saying all week, you know, it was the wry smile, the chuckle. Like, And he crossed paths with everybody, particularly in the media, because it was a case of, I'm not going to tell you the answer because that could give an advantage to someone else, and I'm not prepared to do that. It was just Munster first, Shannon said. You know, that was just the way he was. Nothing, no quarter given, even off the field.
Okay, he often had a run in. I remember in particular with Derek Foley, and you know, but it was all good banter, and he'd be saying, "Well, who are we signing this week, lads?"
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much, gentlemen. I'm just conscious that at 12 o'clock we're going to pay that tribute along with other radio stations around Munster playing the fields of Athenry. Thank you to Gerry Casey, to Don O'Sullivan and to Liam Ahern for joining me this hour. The funeral is just a few minutes away, and stay tuned to Live 95 FM News and to Declan Copas for updates on that. But there really is only one way we can leave this tribute to Anthony, and that was the extraordinary scenes at Thomond Park as his hearse stopped briefly this week. Good luck, Anthony, and we'll see you down the road.
St. Flannan's Church and the town of Killaloe came to a standstill this afternoon for the poignant and emotional funeral of Anthony Foley. Limerick, Munster, Ireland and the rugby community worldwide have been left reeling since the news of his tragic passing last weekend. Yet everyone concerned has gone out of their way in the past week to show just how much the 42-year-old meant to them, which has been acknowledged during his Requiem Mass. Celebrant and family friend Father Pat Malone had this to say to Anthony Foley's wife, children, parents and sisters.
I'm sorry for your trouble. These words say it all today. Sorry to see you in such shock and pain. Sorry to hear, as you expressed in your very touching family statement during the week.
Olive Foley spoke of her late husband in a heartbreaking yet funny manner. She recalled his many qualities, including his kindness.
Anthony was full of surprises. Every day of my life, he gave me some surprise of some description. But it wasn't really what he said, it was what he did. His kindness was subtle. There is so much that we're going to miss. I can't even get into it here.
A large crowd outside the church, including locals, students from St. Anne's Community College, the children of Ballina Killaloe Rugby Club and the 42-year-old seven-a-side soccer team watched as his coffin left the church to head to his final resting place at Reliqunua in Killaloe.
The funeral of Munster rugby head coach Anthony Foley is continuing in St. Flannan's Church in Killaloe this afternoon. Live 95 FM's Alan Morrissey is there.
The town of Killaloe is full of emotion as the funeral of Anthony Foley comes to a close. A large crowd of locals and others have gathered outside, while inside St. Flannan's Church, family and friends from the world of rugby and beyond are paying their respects and saying farewell to their friend and colleague. Beautiful, sorrowful music has been provided by the likes of the Killaloe Parish Choir, tenor Derek Maloney and soprano Olive O'Brien, while the 42-year-old sons Tony and Dan have brought the water and wine up to the altar during the Orthodox ceremony. The sisters of the former Munster coach, Rosie and Orla, are among those who have read prayers. During his homily, parish priest and family friend Father Pat Malone said his first words to Anthony's wife Olive, his sons, his parents Sheila and Brendan and his sisters are simple words we use at funerals when we don't know what to say. I am sorry for your trouble. We gather to be with you today to share your grief, and we hope that our presence today and the presence of so many people from all over Ireland and indeed from way further afield is a comfort and a support to you at this very difficult time. As the funeral mass nears its conclusion, the crowd inside St. Flannan's Church will proceed to Reliqunua here in Killaloe for Anthony Foley's final resting place.
Celebrant priest Father Pat Malone at the ceremony said he'll remember the rugby legend as a family man.
I remember him when the excitement of the hen's arrival was the flavour of the family life. Him searching with the boys for the eggs that were laid. The excitement when they were found was shared. And young Tony, looking over the fence, invites us all for breakfast.